Morgan M. Morganson's Date with Destiny. Capricitous Califrag Morgan M. Morganson stood in the long room of his four walls, narcissing himself in the double glass. He horizontalized his neck bow and let a long stream of air out of his face hole. He was ready to lathoriate, or at least ready as he'd ever been. The eat room was all a shadow of tiny flames and wax sticks. Our man Morgan unscrewed onto a person holder and waited as the time teller ticked and talked on. Tardily, the saxifragus personette swavered through the wall hole. Her head front was polypainted with faux face, lips cherried to the max, sea-globe hairs and plussed to twin the limbs of arachno monsters. Morgan, lip lifted, twittery at the personette, he re-stood and presented her with the person holder, upon which she speedily settled her back issues.
Merry free night, tittered. You look verily procreation.
Why, thank you, Triple A, and after you, serpent and sea, you are quite a sea treat. Morgan pitified as the The gent was simply seeable as a scog, his down-looking head front formed as if he ever had a face hole full of sour yellows. The eat room paid slave person pawed a duo of eat lists to Morgan and the personette, then disapparated. The potential procreators, sea globe scanned the eat lists chatlessly. They picked their eat plates and the food bringer reapparated, primarily inquesting Morgan on his desired eat plate.
For me, the body of a bunny baby, if you please.
And how would you perforate your bunny baby, sir? Black, brown, or bleeding?
Bleeding, please, Morgan murmured. He lip-lifted at the food bringer, and then targeted his sea globes at the personette. He was shook to see her sea globes dripping a little salt liquid.
And for you, personette?
Blub hiding, she unquested.
The herbivorous option for me.
Morgan spit-swallowed and loosed the top flaps of his chest coverer. The food bringer held in a snorkel flilt and worded,
And for wet?
For liquid, we will have the juice of old red grapes, please. Very old.
Morgan speedily shut a solo seal open the food bringer. The food penguin boomeranged the gesture and disapparated with a smile. After another chatless workup, the eats apparated. The food penguin citrusly unhid Morgan's eat plate. On it, unlived, the corpse of a bunny baby. Its manicular rabbit ears as yet unremoved, its olfactory organ buttonish and ever cute. The personette yutched loudly, a puddle of pre-puke ascending into her face hole as the eat-ready fluff pet met her sea globes. The personette's eats were a plate forest, a feast of foliage, a fleshless food pile. Morgan gaishly subservietted the bereaved bunny and post-seeded to chomp the accessible greenery. Personette, lip-lifted, amorated by Morgan's sacrificious herbivorosity. Post-bunny boycott, the word gaps filled fastly. The personette flirted viciously and tilted Morganwards, displaying her front cushions bashlessly. Morgan was full-hard butterflicked by this flourishous familian. Haberdashed and hornified, he tittered as she toe-tangled with him sub-table. They speedily slurped their grape liquid, their person paws paired tableside, glowed by the flame of wax sticks. Food bags full, they moneyed the food penguin and uprighted themselves. The personette had desired to subvite the dead, but Morgan M. Morganson swayed his tub old pendulum. Exploded with butterflation as the flourishous femalian tongue tangled with him. And through the hard clear of the eat room, the formerly falsituous food penguin lifted his citrus lips to the passion-paired persons. How could a humanian fail to be emotated by such a celebracious and coupling? And that moon up, when Morgan M. Morganson horizontalized himself on his sleep platform, for once, it was not a lonely.